ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாசம் தத்தோ சயம் உதிரயே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் 8th கான்டோ சாப்டர் 12. மோகினி மூர்த்தி பிவில்டர்ஸ் லார்ட் சிவா. அண்ட் வி வில் ரீட் த லாஸ்ட் பார்ட் ஆஃப் யெஸ்டர்டேஸ் பர்போர். இட் வாஸ் அ வெரி லாங் பர்போர் டு வேர்ஸ் நம்பர் 8. அண்ட் தென் வி வில் ரீட் வேர்ஸ் 9 வித்வுட் அ பர்போர் and verse 10. So we are in the last section of the purport. Anasaktasya vishayan yatarhan upayun jataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchyate prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhe vastunah mumukshupi parityago vairagyam palgu katyate. Things should be accepted for the Lord's service and not for one's personal sense gratification. If one accepts something without attachment and accepts it because it is related to Krishna, one's renunciation is called yuktam vairagyam. Whatever is favorable for the rendering of service to the Lord should be accepted and should not be rejected as a material thing. The Jagat should not be rejected as mithya. It is truth, and the truth is realized when everything is engaged in the service of the Lord. A flower accepted for one's sense gratification is material. But when the same flower is offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by a devotee, it is spiritual. Food taken and cooked for oneself is material, but food cooked for the Supreme Lord is a spiritual prasada. This is a question of realization. Actually, everything is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore everything is spiritual. But those who are not advanced in proper knowledge make distinctions because of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami says that although the sun is the only light, the sunshine, which is exhibited in seven colors, and darkness, which is the absence of sunshine, are not different from the sun. For without the existence of the sun, such differentiations cannot exist. There may be varied nomenclature because of different conditions, but they are all the sun. The Puranas therefore say, Ekadeshas titasyakner yotsna avistarini yata parasya brahmana shaktis tathedam akilam jagat. Just as the illumination of a fire, which is situated in one place, is spread all over, the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, are spread all over this universe. Materially, we can directly perceive the sunshine spreading itself according to different names and activities. But ultimately, the Son is one. Similarly, Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma. Everything is an expansion of the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is everything, and He is one without differentiation. There is no existence separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 9. Tvam brahma kichit avayanti uta dharma meke eke param sadarsato purusham paresham anye vayanti navashakti yutam param tvam kechin mahapurusham kechin mahapurusham avyayam atmatantram. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Those who are known as the impersonalist Vedantist regard you as the impersonal Brahman. Others, known as the Mimamsaka philosophers, regard you as religion. The Sankhya philosophers regard you as the transcendental person who is beyond Prakriti and Purusha, and who is the controller of even the demigods. The followers of the codes of devotional service, known as the Pancharatras, regard you as being endowed with 9 different potencies. And the Patanjala philosophers, the followers of Patanjali Muni, regard you as the supreme independent personality of Godhead, who has no equal or superior. And now we can sing together. Text number 10. Naham parayu rishayo na marichi mukya. Jananti yat virachitam kalu sattva sarga. Yanmayaya mushita cheta saisha daitya. Martyadaya kimuta shashvata badra vritta. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. Neither. Aham. I. Parayu. That personality who lives for millions and millions of years. Lord Brahma, Rishaya, the 7 rishis of the 7 planets, Nor, Marichi Mukya, headed by Marichi Rishi, Chananti, now, Yat, by whom? The Supreme Lord, Virachitam, this universe, which has been created, Kalu, indeed, Sattvasarga, although born in the mode of material goodness, Yatmayaya, by the influence of whose energy, Mushita Chetasa, their hearts are bewildered. Isha, O my Lord, Daitya, the demons, Martyadaya, the human beings and others. Kimuta, what to speak of. Shashvat, always. Abhadravritta, influenced by the base qualities of material nature. O my Lord, I who am considered to be the best of the demigods, and Lord Brahma and the great rishis, headed by Marichi, are born of the mode of goodness. Nonetheless, we are bewildered by your illusory energy and cannot understand what this creation is. Aside from us, what is to be said of others like the demons and human beings who are in the base modes of material nature, Rajoguna and Tamoguna? How will they know you? Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is a bit long, please pay attention, 2 pages. Factually speaking, even those who are situated in the material mode of goodness cannot understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of those who are situated in Rajoguna and Tamoguna, the base qualities of material nature? How can we even imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead? There are so many philosophers trying to understand the absolute truth, but since they are situated in the base qualities of material nature and are addicted to so many bad habits like drinking, meat eating, illicit sex, and gambling, how can they conceive of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? For them, it is impossible. For the present day, the Pancharatriki Vidhi, as enunciated by Narada Muni, is the only hope. Srila Rupa Goswami, therefore, has quoted the following verse from the Brahma Yamala. Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpata Yaiva Kalpati. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, and the Narada Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance of society. Those who are very advanced in knowledge and are situated in the mode of goodness follow the Vedic instructions of the Shruti and Smriti and other religious scriptures, including the Pancharatriki Vidhi. Without understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this way, one only creates a disturbance. In this age of Kali, so many gurus have sprung up, and because they do not refer to the Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrika Vidhi, they are creating a great disturbance in the world in regard to understanding the absolute truth. However, those who follow the Pancharatriki Vidhi under the guidance of a proper spiritual master can understand the absolute truth. It is said, Pancharatrasya Kritsnasya Vaktatu Bhagavan Svayam. The Pancharatra system is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like Bhagavad Gita. Vasudeva Sharana Vidur Ancha Saiva. The truth can be understood only by one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudev. Bhaunam Janmanamante Jnanavam Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Bhagavad Gita 7:19. Only those who have surrendered to the lotus feet of Vasudev can understand the absolute truth. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Chanajati Ashu Vairakyam Jnanam Chayat Haitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Bhagavatam 1:27. Therefore, Vasudev, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, personally teaches in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Bhaktya mam apijanati javam jaschasmi tatvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. Bhagavad Gita 18:55. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not properly understood even by Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. What to speak of others? But he can be understood by the process of Bhakti Yoga. Maya Sakta Manak Partha Yogam Yunjam Matashraya Asamshayam Samagram Mam Yatha Gyasyasi Takshrinu. Bhagavad Gita 7:1. If one practices Bhakti Yoga by taking shelter of Vasudev, Krishna, simply by hearing Vasudev speak about himself, one can understand everything about him. Indeed, one can understand him completely. Samagram. Naham parayur rishayo namarichi mukhya chananti yat virachitam kalusatva sarga yamayaya mushita chetasa isha daitya martya daya kimutashashvata bhadra vrittaha. O my Lord, I who am considered to be the best of the demigods, and Lord Brahma and the great rishis, headed by Marichi, are born of the mode of goodness. Nonetheless, we are bewildered by your illusory energy and cannot understand what this creation is. Aside from us, what is to be said of others, like the demons and human beings, who are in the base modes of material nature, Rajoguna and Tamoguna? How will they know you? Om Ajnatimirandasya Vyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhuttale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakambitam Scha E Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutte Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to say some words based on Srila Prabhupada's purport and the Srimad Bhagavatam text. We are reading the section where Lord Shiva is offering prayers to the Lord, and here Lord Shiva is telling us that actually he's praying the Lord, but he's through these prayers he's instructing us what attitude we should take in terms of approaching the Lord. He says that even himself, Lord Shiva, he is known as, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. He is the best of Vaishnavas. Still he's saying, I don't know you. I cannot know you. So that tells us that we should be careful not to take it for granted that because I am practicing sadhana bhakti, automatically I know Krishna. Sometimes we may become proud like that, that we may think that I'm practicing devotional service. Here is referring to the demigods and to other personalities in the universe. But actually, Lord Shiva is speaking. So it may apply to any of us. Or at least we can take it in this way from one point of view. Of course, Srila Prabhupada says here that if we take shelter of the process of devotional service, by the mercy of Bhakti Devi, by the mercy of the process of Bhakti Yoga, the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and especially the mercy of the servants of the Lord who present us, who give us the process of devotional service, then we may understand to the extent that the Lord reveals himself. We can only realize whatever the Lord gives us through the agency of his pure devotees. So I thought we can explore this point, like even the demigods and sages do not know the Lord and they become bewildered. We read this in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tenne brahma ridaya adi kavaye muyanti yat suraya. That the Lord revealed himself to Lord Brahma within the heart. We are in the Brahma Sampradaya, so we are getting the transcendental knowledge of the Lord in the cyclic succession coming from Lord Brahma. But still, Muyanti Yat Suraya. Even the demigods become bewildered. And here in Vrindavan, we hear many times for the Brahma Vimohana Lila. Even Lord Brahma became bewildered. And the Madhva, the followers of Madhvacharya in Udupi, do not accept that chapter as genuine because they cannot digest that Lord Brahma becomes bewildered. But actually, according to the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma became bewildered because the Lord gives enlightenment to Lord Brahma, and if he wishes, he takes it away. We may get some realization by the mercy of the Lord, but immediately afterwards, the Lord can take it away. And therefore, as Srila Prabhupada says, we shouldn't become proud of borrowed feathers, borrowed plumes. We have some feathers, and we may look very nice, but these are borrowed feathers. These are not our feathers. So whatever we find, whatever we're able to repeat or to remember, to practice in terms of devotional service, of course it is the mercy of the Lord and it is our constitutional position to serve the Lord. But ultimately, it is by the mercy of the Lord that we are able to do something in devotional service. And in that sense, it's our borrowed plumes, feathers. And these feathers belong to the spiritual master, and in disciplic succession, to his spiritual master, to his spiritual master, we are Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudasaha, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And ultimately, the feather belongs to Shyamasundara Krishna. Nobody else can use his peacock feather. Maybe sometimes his friends, playing, they get it. But here in Vrindavan, they tell you that even Lord Balaram one time was kicked by the Keshi demon. So they say. I don't know. I don't have Shastra for that. I just heard it here in Vrindavan. So he was kicked by the Keshi demon because the Keshi demon thought Lord Balaram was Krishna. So whatever feather we have belongs to Krishna. And we should always remember that we are servants in the mission of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada many times, when talking about the Krishna consciousness movement, will describe how the Krishna consciousness movement is 5,000 years old. He will speak about the Krishna consciousness movement as the mission of Lord Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada will speak about ISKCON in different ways. People will ask him how many years since you founded your movement. But Prabhupada will connect his movement to the Srimad Bhagavatam, to when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. So whatever message we are able to present to the public is the mercy of the Lord and his representatives. We are sitting very happily here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, in the Sadhu Sangha of so many wonderful devotees. We meet here in Vrindavan. Every day is a surprise in the good sense. We meet devotees we didn't meet for many years. I always come here to Vrindavan, and even when you are here the last day of your visit, you meet more wonderful devotees. And all of this is by the mercy of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, who left left, quote left, he didn't left Vrindavan, Vrindavan traveled with him in his heart. But externally he left Vrindavan actually to carry Vrindavan to the whole world and to bring everyone to Vrindavan. And now the whole world is coming to Vrindavan by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So Lord Shiva is saying that even the demigods become bewildered. Then what to speak of the demons, Daitya or Martyadaya? Martyadaya refers to we, earthly people, Martyadaya. The earthly planet is known as Martya Loka. Martya Loka is the place where death is experienced in a very, very clear way. I'm bringing a group of the Spanish devotees and friends to the holy places. I brought them first to Sridhar Mayapur, then to Jagannath Puri Dham, and now to Sri Vrindavan Dham. And one of the devotees, when we went to Puri, was very impressed by the crematorium. For him was a... But he was very impressed by the crematorium because it reminded him about what's coming soon. He's in his 60s. Of course, he was impressed by so many wonderful things he experienced, but I'm speaking now about Martya Loka. So Martya Loka. So he was very impressed by perceiving that death is coming soon. And this is a lesson we should remember. And sometimes we see when our devotee friends become old, the body is becoming gradually dying. Of course, we should not judge Vaishnavas on the basis of the externals, but I remember two devotee friends, one devotee was in his almost 70, was getting ill, very ill, and then his friend jokingly told him, "You look like a corpse." He was a friend. You don't do that to any devotee. But he was joking with him. "You look like a corpse." Because his body was becoming very white. He had high fevers. So we are living in Martya Loka, the planet of Earth, of death. So how if even the demigods headed by the Mahadevas, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, become bewildered by the Lord, how much more we earthly people become bewildered? So we should always remember that we are not entitled to become proud of borrowed plumes. If we do that, then we are wasting our consciousness, wasting our time. We should remember always that whatever we have is by the mercy of the spiritual master and the mercy of the Vaishnavas and so many acharyas in the disciplic succession. Like today is the disappearance day of Sri Ramachandra Kaviraj, a very dear friend of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, so dear that Narottam Das Thakur mentioned him in some of his songs, like in the prayer asking for mercy to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doya Koro More. In the last verse, Sri Narottam Das Thakur prays, for the mercy of Srila Srinivasacharya, Doya Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas, Ramachandra Sangha Mage Narottamadas. So he prays for the mercy of Srinivasacharya, the Acharya at his time, when he wrote that song, and he prays for the friendship, the close Vaishnava friendship and association of Ramachandra Kaviraj. If I remember correctly, someone told me once that this song was written, but I'm not sure about that. So I don't, and was written when he was separated from Ramachandra Kaviraj at some point. So I don't know the details how it went, but he was separated, and then he was praying for the association of his Vaishnava friend. And today is also the appearance day of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And it is very relevant that in today's verse, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about Pancharatriki Vitti as the only hope. It is very significant. Normally we say the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the only hope. But here, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Pancharatriki Vitti is the only hope. How is that? How is that? That it appears if the chanting of the holy name is the only process in the age of Kali, nasti harer nama harer nama harer namaiva kevalam kalau nastieva 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 gatiranyata. How is it that Srila Prabhupada here is saying that Pancharatriki Vitti is the only hope? And Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami greatly contributed to our Sampradaya, the Sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by bringing wonderful deity worship, exemplifying it in his beautiful presentation of the process of Pancharatriki Vitti. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami provided the source material to Srila Sanatana Goswami for his writing of Hari Bhakti Vilas following the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami also provided source material to Srila Jiva Goswami for his wonderful commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, his Satsandarbha, the complete explanation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in both texts, both acharyas, Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Jiva Goswami, refer to Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, even if in one of the cases the name is not specifically mentioned. But actually, most probably, as we read, we learn from Srila Prabhupada in his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita purports, in the cases when he was not mentioned, it was on his request. He contributed so much, but he wanted to remain anonymous. When Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami approached all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan for blessings to write his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami told him, "I'm giving you blessings on one condition. My name should not be in the book." So Kaviraj Goswami mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami's name only very briefly. So he wanted to honor his request, so he didn't elaborate on him as much as he would have liked, but he understood the heart of the Vaishnava also. I mean, he understanding what he deserved, he said, I cannot avoid mentioning. I have to at least mention him once. So the name of Gopalvata Goswami appears as one of the branches of the Chaitanya tree, but only very briefly. So that shows us the attitude of the Vaishnavas, how they are humble and they don't want to become famous, but they actually avoid, like Gopalvata Goswami, they prefer to take a humble position and serve the Lord in a simple way without great expectations, but in the same time contributing greatly, as he did. He offered so much contributions to the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada, in the early days of ISKCON, asked the devotees who were learning deity worship to go to the temple of Sri Radha Raman and learn deity worship from them, because it was the temple in Vrindavan where deity worship was, or I won't enter into controversies now, but the temple in Vrindavan that where it was more developed, deity worship. And this is by the mercy of Srila Gopalvata Goswami, who also, by his intense love for the Lord, his Shila, his Shalagram, self-manifested into Sri Radha Raman. We were doing parikrama a few days ago. Narasimha Nitai Prabhu was taking us to many places very nicely, he helped us a lot. And he took us to a Narasimha temple in the area of Pamsibad, where Sri Gopalvata Goswami prayed to Lord Narasimhadev during the day of Narasimha Chaturdasi. And afterwards, his Shalagram became transformed into Sri Radharaman. So, okay, I'd like to end with a final point and then we take one or two questions. I was here in Vrindavan. You cannot avoid, when you come from abroad and you bring a group, you cannot avoid to consider the monkeys, right? The monkeys, and Srila Prabhupada sometimes will use the term monkey business, right? You see the monkeys doing monkey business, all kinds of things. And this reminded me of one Bengali proverb quoted by Srila Prabhupada sometimes. He was quoting one Professor Rowe, I think he was British, probably from his study time, and this professor was learning Bengali. So I'll read the Bengali, maybe I don't, those of you who are Bengali, please bear with me, but I think you will understand. And then Srila Prabhupada's quote of this professor and how that is related, I'll refer to why I'm quoting this, because this is very much related to today's topic. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes in conversations or even in some lectures, he will quote, Baro baro, barake baro baro pet, lanka dingake mata kare head. And the translation of this professor is, big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon, Lanka, Lanka jumping, melancholy. When one hears that, says, what's this? What's the meaning of that? Big, big monkey, big, big belly, So the idea is that Sri Hanuman, he jumped, at once he jumped and reached Lanka and put fire into Lanka. He was going for the rescue of Srimati Sita Devi. But any other monkey, sometimes in Vrindavan you see big monkeys, and if you don't have a stick and the street is narrow, you may get a bit scared, especially when you hear that the monkey stole the japa beads to some friend, and or the monkey have beaten some devotees. They can be dangerous sometimes, not too many times. So, big monkey, big belly. Somebody can appear very big as Hanuman. But Ceylon jumping, melancholy, not possible. If he tries to jump, he won't be able to jump much more, won't be able to cross the yard, what to speak, whatever jump, but not very big jump. So Srila Prabhupada will apply that in many different ways. Even he applied it here in Vrindavan after, it was in 1974 or 75, I will have to check the exact quote. He was reprimanding the leaders for not having the construction work ready. And he used this saying, big monkey, big belly. You are eating good prasad, you're having very good, but the construction work is not finished. So sometimes he will use it to reprimand disciples, but many times he will use it to refer to big philosophers, big scientists, who are talking about God in so many different ways, or they are denying the existence of God, but they really do not know anything. So also it can be applied in terms of ourselves, like the borrowed plumes we were referring in the beginning. Whatever we get in our devotional service is by the mercy of the Lord and the Vaishnavas. And we shouldn't think we're going to do something very big. Of course, we should do our best to offer something nice to Krishna and to the pure devotees. But we should remember that who we are, really. Big monkey, big belly. We want to do a very big jump, melancholy. We become very small. So it is good, it is healthy to remember our minute position and to serve the Lord and the devotees from that minute position. Not to think that, I'm here in Vrindavan, I'm realizing Krishna in so many ways. Not to think like that, but better thing, following the footsteps of the Goswamis, searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna? When will that day come that I will get the mercy of the Lord? It is not so easy. It is not cheap. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions or comments, one or two, it's a bit delayed, but it's one or two we can take. Yes, thank you very much for asking, because at some point I asked the question to you and I didn't say anything more. I just referred to the chanting of the holy name. In Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find a verse that says that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord does not depend even on the initiation process. So it means that even a person non-initiated, by the mercy of the holy name of the Lord, can achieve all perfection. This is the power of the holy name of the Lord. And therefore, kalau nastieva, 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 katiran yata. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way in the age of Kali. Still in the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada explains the importance of initiation. It is a bit paradoxical, but actually the point Srila Prabhupada explains in a nutshell is that we need the majority of people, most of us, we need the process of Pancharatriki, deity worship and all the rules and regulations of the Seva of the Lord, in order to become purified and to move from the Rajoguna and Tamoguna, which were mentioned in today's verse. We as inhabitants of Martyaloka, we are ruled by Rajoguna. Human beings are ruled by Rajoguna, generally speaking. We read this in Bhagavad Gita, those who die in the mode of ignorance take birth in the animal kingdom. Those who die in the mode of passion take birth among humans. Those who die in the mode of goodness go to the heavenly planets. So we are ruled by passion. So therefore we need to become purified. And in order to become purified, we need Pancharatriki Vidhi to become elevated to the mode of goodness. And then from the mode of goodness, we may be able to chant purely the holy name of the Lord, and then in this way get all the mercy of the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, it is very possible that we will chant the holy name of the Lord committing offenses, and we won't be able to advance. So we need the Pancharatriki Vidhi, and therefore Srila Prabhupada here says it is the only hope for us to become purified. Also, Srila Prabhupada here in Vrindavan, when in Srila Prabhupada's house, we see the last volume of Srimad Bhagavatam he gave us, the Brahma Vimohana Lila section. And in one of the purports, or in more than one, Srila Prabhupada speaks about Varnashrama Dharma. And the way how Srila Prabhupada is referring to Varnashrama Dharma is not so much in terms of, I don't mean to undermine that, but in terms of Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, but actually he's speaking about rising early in the morning, attending Mangalartik, in those terms, which are actually Pancharatriki Vidhi terms. So the Daiva Varnashrama Dharma is actually meaningful, becomes Daiva, due to the application of Pancharatriki Vidhi. Otherwise, without Pancharatriki Vidhi, Varnashrama becomes Asuri Varnashrama. So it must be sustained by the rules and regulations of devotional service. And in this way, we will be able to properly chant the holy name of the Lord. Like many of us, normally we will stay in bed longer, but because there is Mangalartik, we come. So this is the power of Pancharatriki Vidhi. And by coming, then we get the association of so many wonderful devotees who are singing, and then their pure devotion becomes it's contagious. We absorb their pure devotion. And this is due to the Pancharatriki Vidhi process. Is that okay? Yes. The last point or question?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai. Shri Ramachandra Kaviras ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Nittai Gaur Premanande.